President Bush travels to Canada tomorrow for a three-day summit of the world's industrial powers. Over the weekend, the Bush administration's attention was devoted to the ongoing violence in the Middle East. The White House says as early as today, President Bush could announce his highly anticipated Middle East peace plan. That speech was expected last week, but it was delayed after renewed violence in the region. NPR's Mara Liasson joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
Is the announcement finally going to happen?
Well, White House officials say the speech is tentatively scheduled for this afternoon, but they are waiting for the president to make a final decision. You know, it's been delayed several times, as you said, because of events on the ground, and it could be delayed again. But, you know, it's been delayed not only because of the continued suicide bombings and the Israeli moves back into the West Bank, but also because the administration has been struggling to resolve a debate inside its own ranks. This is an administration that rarely airs its differences in public, but on this issue, on the Middle East, the debate has been right out in the open. And the debate is, should it do what Secretary of State Colin Powell and the State Department advocate, which is give the Palestinians a state of their own that would, as diplomats say, give them a political horizon, that is a goal that would counter the despair and frustration that some say are what causes the suicide bombings, or is that a bad idea, as Vice President Dick Cheney and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld argue, and would amount to the U.S. rewarding the Palestinians for terrorism? That's what the president has to referee.
Will the president's plan please the Israelis, the Palestinians, both, or neither?
Well, it depends on the timeline the president lays down, how rapidly he wants this all to happen, and what the conditions will be. The Israelis don't want a Palestinian state to be declared, provisional or otherwise, until the suicide bombings stop. And if the president makes the Palestinian state contingent on a series of very tough conditions on the Palestinian Authority, actually cracking down on terrorism, making the kinds of reforms that have been talked about, the Palestinians may not be able or willing to meet those conditions. And we also don't know yet what conditions the president plans to impose on Israel. You know, yesterday, Nabil Shaath, who's a top representative of the Palestinian Authority, who has been in Washington making the rounds, meeting with top administration officials and waiting for the president to give this speech, said that the Palestinians would welcome the president's statement. And I think the Palestinians probably don't have much choice but to accept it. Although Shaath asked the same question that was asked yesterday by Joseph Lieberman, who was a staunch supporter of Israel in the United States Senate, which is, what is a provisional state? Lieberman said, either you're a state or you're not. So there's going to be a lot of questions about how this will work.
The Energy and Commerce Committee in the House of Representatives Saturday approved a bill that would provide full prescription drug coverage for the elderly, and the full House will take it up this week. How important is that action?
Well, it's important. The House committee stayed up all night, as you said, and early Saturday morning they passed the Republican plan. I think it's more significant politically than legislatively. This is something that was right up at the top of the House Republicans' political to-do list. It's a very important issue this election year. It's extremely important to seniors who vote in disproportionate numbers, especially in midterm elections when turnout is low otherwise. And Democrats are generally seen by voters as better on this issue, on the issue of Medicare, health care, and prescription drugs in particular. And the Republicans didn't want to go home to their constituents without passing some kind of prescription drug plan. Now, Democrats, as you can imagine, say the Republicans' plan is a fraud. They say it won't provide enough coverage for enough seniors. And the Democrats have a much more generous proposal that would actually add a prescription drug coverage benefit to Medicare. The Republicans' plan doesn't do that. It basically subsidizes insurance companies to create a new private market for a brand new type of insurance, drug coverage only insurance. That doesn't exist right now, but Republicans believe they can make it happen. Democrats say this is the first step to privatizing Medicare, and that's the kind of debate you're going to hear on the campaign trail this fall, I think.
NPR's Mara Liasson.